Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. That's for sure. Folks, don't forget, go to our website, www.theunionedge.com, and sign up for our e-activist newsletter. If you're local, your organization needs some help, we'll get the word out for you. If you're willing to help, we'll get the word to you. It's called Solidarity. We're all in this together, and we're all working real hard to improve our communities. Joining us now from Paducah, Kentucky, we've got Barry Craig. Barry, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Now, Barry, you guys are in the midst of a primary recount, or, you know, at least a recheck for
right.
some of our Republican friends. 215,000 people vote, and the difference is 85 votes.
Actually, 83.
83.
You're certainly in the ballpark. Tomorrow, Thursday, the runner-up, James Comer, he requested a re-canvass, and that will take place tomorrow. Bevin's lead, as I said, is 83 votes. And Charles, almost without exception, re-canvasses do not change the outcome of elections. His only option then would be to call for a full-scale recount. I believe he would have to pay for that. But again, based on what I can gather, everybody thinks that the vote will it will hold as it is. That will then bring up the next big event in this saga, and that is Saturday. The Republicans will hold their Lincoln Day dinner in Lexington. The Bluegrass State GOP brass says this will be their unity rally. Guess who won't be there? It will be Senator Mitch McConnell, Mr. Republican of Kentucky. Senator McConnell says he will be doing the people's business on Saturday in Washington, getting ready for an unusual session of the U.S. Senate. I'm reminded, Charles, that old song. I know you remember it, Games People Play.
Oh, yes.
I would suggest maybe Games Politicians Play. This is fascinating. If you remember back, and I know you and I talked about this many times, the great Republican food fight of last year, the primary election for the Senate, which pitted McConnell against Matt Bevin. And Bevin, of course, has the 83-vote lead. This was bitter. We talked about this. I mean, it was a food fight. It reminded me of the famous scene in Animal House where Belushi starts this. Very brutal, very bitter. After it was over with, if you recall, after this struggle, Bevin did not endorse McConnell by name afterwards. Basically said, you know, I'm a Republican, I'll support the party and all that stuff. Now, that steamed some of these Republican big shots in Kentucky, not the least of which was McConnell himself. And as the Courier Journal is reporting, it, quote, raised questions about whether the party can now unify under Bevin if he's declared the GOP nominee for governor. Might as well change that to when he's declared. So it's going to be interesting. This was a real family feud, a real slugfest in this primary, primarily among the three frontrunners, Bevin, Comer, and Hal Heiner. The fourth candidate, Will T. Scott, sort of stood back and watched. So the question is, can they unify? The Democrats are solidly unified behind Jack Conway, our attorney general. He is also the labor-endorsed candidate. He had an easy time in the Democratic primary up against a man named Jeff Young, who is sort of a perennial candidate, didn't have a chance. So the Democrats are all set, ready to go, hitting on all eight cylinders. The question is, and we talked about this, if you remember, you know, when things get nasty and people start throwing elbows and hitting people on the head, it's really kind of hard to get back together.
Right. Kind of hard.
And again, I think McConnell is going to be conspicuous by his absence. Of course, he says he's doing, as I said, doing the people's business in Washington. And okay, whatever. But these unity things, you're kind of supposed to be there, especially
right.
if you are the head of the Republican Party of the state. So we'll see. By the way, the Kentucky State AFL-CIO, who, as I said, endorsed Jack Conway, will be meeting tomorrow as well for a statewide sort of a coordination meeting, get the ball rolling for the campaign in the fall. I assure you, unions know very well what's at stake here. and that is we have to follow a pro-labor, anti-right-to-work governor, Steve Beshear, with a pro-labor, anti-right-to-work governor, Jack Conway.
Mm-hmm.
And then next year, we'll have to hold that House of Representatives, which is the only thing standing between us, and a right-to-work law. Kentucky is different than most states, I suppose, in that a governor's veto can be overridden with a civil majority. So a governor's veto really is meaningless in this state. But again, unions are fully aware of what's at stake here, and you can bet there'll be a lot of shoe leather worn out. A lot of folks will have sore ears from telephone calling to ensure that Jack Conway, as well as our other labor-endorsed candidates, win in the fall.
Barry, let me ask you a question. You know, it's funny because with us broadcasting in Kentuckiana on a daily basis, we're getting feedback from people in Kentuckiana.
Mm-hmm.
And they get it. They understand. They may not be able to run up and hug a union guy yet, but they understand that we're working real hard to improve our community, so on and so forth. And we're not, you know, we don't all carry pitchforks. At least not yet. but are you seeing any of our Republican friends that are out there? And Lord knows we've got friends that are Republicans, saying that, you know, enough is enough. And, you know, maybe let's start talking about supporting working families again.
That's going to be very interesting, Charles, to see. It wouldn't surprise me if you won't see a Republicans for Conway group formed. More than likely, though, I think you're going to see the Republican big shots give tepid support to Bevin. Talking to my Democratic friends around the state, they all agree that Bevin was really the one that they hoped would win, that Bevin would be the easiest to beat. Bevin is an extreme right-winger. Bevin buddied with the John Birch Society back in his run for the Senate last year. Bevin is a Tea Party Republican. He is way, way, way to the right. And I think that that's going to possibly cause some discomfort among Kentucky Republicans. Kentucky Republicans are conservative, no doubt about it, but they're not as far to the right as, say, Republicans farther south. I think you're going to see this. It's going to be fascinating to see, to watch and listen very carefully to what these other Republicans say about Bevin. Now, McConnell has said I will endorse the party's nominee for governor, whoever that might be. It's kind of an interesting way to put that, because everyone is sure.
Everybody already knows.
Really, they do. I mean, again, who knows? I mean, something could be really wrong here. But, you know, all states, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, you name it, those numbers are checked and double-checked and double-checked again. It's all done with Kentucky now with voting machines. Now, we do have paper ballots sort of as a backup. But it's all done by machines. It's all done by computers. It's all done math. It's not like in the old days when people sat around with ledger books and ink and quill pens trying to write this down. The possibility of a mistake that's this large would be infinitesimally small. So we all know who it is. But I guess McConnell's trying to hedge his bet until the end. So we'll see. We'll see. The Democrats, again, are confident. I think the Republicans are still shell-shocked over this. Now, of course, they're going to put on a good face. They're going to get up there and rah, 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 and all this stuff at this Lincoln Day dinner. But they've got to be in disarray. The party is still fractured by this. Primarily, the Comer supporters and the Heiner supporters. And we talked about the allegations that Comer beat up a woman he dated when they were in college, and even took her to get an abortion, went with her to get an abortion, and he claimed that Heiner was behind that and all this stuff. So we'll see
Barry,
how it turns out.
Barry, very interesting. We've got to go, brother. We appreciate you being with us today.
Glad to do it.
And that was Barry Craig of the Kentucky Labor Institute in the Western Kentucky AFL-CIO Area Council. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborist Talk Radio.